I did Braille because I thought I was going to go mad, but then you can't sit and read a Braille thing when you've got children running around your house. I did it as an intellectual exercise. It didn't work because the guy that was teaching me was quite elderly and there were ancient books. What I did a thing called fingerprint, which I did at home with, it was an audio system, and I just really taught myself. But it was nice to go down to the Crescent, meet people. All the social workers were there. There was the canteen. The spirit and the love in that place was tremendous. It was full of laughter, you know. And I'm in a world where all my able-bodied, wealthy and healthy friends are moaning about, I've chipped a nail. And you go into the Crescent where people are really struggling with life and they're all laughing and supporting each other and having a nice time. I suppose I just, you know, chatted to people. I did a volunteer job down there as well. I helped out in their equipment shop. That was good fun with the OTs. Just Braille, really. You know, have a coffee and a bit of a chat, and just to be with the sensory and permanent, and really to meet other people. And you know, very good socially.